them forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart. Jeremiah said, I can't talk. But he got to a point, God dealt with him in such a way that when they put him down in a dungeon for preaching, in a narrow dungeon with water in it, and wouldn't give him the bread of affliction, put him down there because of preaching. He said before he got down, he said, you know what? I ain't preaching no more. He said, because every time I open my mouth, I get in trouble. He said, I'm through with this here. This ain't getting me nowhere. I'm through with this career. But down in the dungeon, see, when God get through with you, he put something in you. Jeremiah was down in that dungeon. First, he was mad at God, but then something started moving on the inside of him. See, the real Jeremiah started moving on the inside of him. The Jeremiah that God knew before he was in the womb. The Jeremiah that was taking him over. And he was down there in them chains, and he said, you know what? I can't hold my peace. You know, he started preaching right there in the dungeon. He said, because his word is like a fire shut up in my bones, and I cannot hold my peace. In other words, the real Jeremiah started coming forth. Amen. You can get a good person down, but you can't keep them down. You can hurt a good person's feeling, but you can't keep them hurt. They're going to find their way out. Because there's something shut up in them that's just waiting to break out. Like the song says, it breaks every chain. It breaks every chain. It breaks every chain. Destroys every yoke. Removes every burden. Pushes back darkness. Set the captive free. Regulate the troubled mind. Give light where there's darkness. Healing where there's sickness. Soundness where there's feebleness. Come on, that's that word. The word of God will cause you to rise. Come on, somebody give him a shout right now. You see, what you are right now is what's changing you. I'm not becoming something I'm not. I'm just releasing that grace that's already on the inside. Because see, right now you are blessed with every spiritual blessing. Come on, somebody please say, I'm already blessed. Every need is already met. The way is already made. The door is already open. Come on, it's not waiting to be done. It's already done. The difference is in our perspective. Because you see, in time, in the 24 hours in a day, I said this way, stuff happens. Stuff happens. And it tries to rattle you. It tries to define you. It tries to limit you. It tries to deceive you. It seeks to oppress you. It happens to everybody. Nobody's exempt. But see, our perspective has to be one from eternity. An eternal perspective. In other words, a God perspective. How does God see your situation? You know, even when we panic, even when we're flustered, when we're troubled, do you think God is troubled? When we don't know what we're going to do, we lay down on the floor and just moan.
Amen. Amen.
Take y'all back to church, huh? You know what I'm saying? Well, you ain't got no words for it. You think God is in a panic? He's already got it figured out, already got it planned out. What's happening is the transformation. You see, the caterpillar is already a butterfly. He's just in a different state. I say that again. I love that. The caterpillar. You know, the caterpillar, you ever seen, down here you see them, they grow real large too. But, you know, they're very limited. You know, they easily get accidentally stepped on, or, you know, birds can come and get them while they're crawling real slow. Right? And they crawl up on a leaf, and when the time comes, an amazing metamorphosis. They spin the cocoon. And they hide in that cocoon for a season. But miraculously, when they get out of the cocoon, they're totally different. No, they're the same thing, but a totally different manifestation. See, the caterpillar is a butterfly, but in a different state. You see, when a caterpillar comes out of that cocoon, I said this last time, I think, when I was teaching. If you help the butterfly out of the cocoon, I've seen this happen before. If you try to help it out, it'll fall to the ground. It'll die. Because in its struggle to come out of the cocoon is how it strengthens its wings. Isn't God amazing? You see, your struggle has significance. Your struggle is just not some random stuff you're going through for some. No, God knows specifically what you need in order for you to be able to take flight. Do you know a butterfly is so free they cannot trace the path of a butterfly? Oh, y'all didn't hear that. They can trace the migrations of storks and different birds and that, but a butterfly, still free. Ain't no telling where he going. He dancing all over the place, you know. It's a caterpillar in another state. The butterfly was who he was when he was a caterpillar. Look at the person next to him and tell him, you just a caterpillar. Really a butterfly in a caterpillar state. But it's time now for somebody to get some metamorphosis going on. Get some change going on to come into this next state of existence. It is. I believe with all my heart it is. You know, we're at critical mass. There's something that's got to give. Come on, in your life, there's something that's got to give. Tell somebody something about to give. Come on, I feel in the spirit a dam is about to break. Come on, a window's about to fling open. A door is about to come open. A way is about to be blasted open. Amen. Moses had no idea of the magnitude of what God was about to do. All he knew is that, who am I? That's where his head was at. God have had some of us hidden. This church has been hidden. Yes, it has. It's been hidden. You have been hidden for such a time as this, for a purpose, a plan that God had for a certain time. Tell somebody, I've been hidden. I've been hidden. but you're about to be brought to the forefront. Come on, God is about to raise you up and put you on in a place to be seen. You don't understand what I mean? Not just to be seen, but to be seen. God is good at hiding stuff until the time, until the right time. And I believe it's your time. But I want to emphasize this. Moses' initial encounter with God is, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, the most powerful man in the world, the most powerful nation in the world at that time in history? And he went on to say, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt. Think about it a minute. You'd have said the same thing. Lord, come on. Stop messing with my mind. But I'm here to tell you tonight, God hadn't called you to average. He hadn't called you to be a copy. He made you an original. And it's time for the caterpillar to become that butterfly that he made. Come on, it's time to come on out of the cocoon, flex them wings, and become and tackle what God has placed in front of you with a fervor. You know, what happens is wavering comes to us. It's a battle in our mind. And what tries to dictate is experiences we've had. We've all failed before. Hello, somebody. Say amen real loud. Because you have failed. But that failing didn't make you a failure. But see, what can get locked in your mind is the idea of failure. But you are not a failure. Just like one success don't make you successful. One failure, two failures, three failures, they don't make you a failure. It's how you perceive. What is your perspective? See, all this stuff is variable. It's going to happen. There are things you have no control over. But what you do have control over is your perspective. What are you looking at? Is the cup half empty or half full? Say this with me very simply. I can do all things through Christ. He will strengthen me. Do you believe that? Come on, do you believe that tonight? You see, a challenge we have is that we believe in God. But the challenge we have is, do we believe God?
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 23 of Mega Grace, What You Are Changes You. Exodus 3, verses 11 and 12 says, and Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly I will be with thee, and this will be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. The question is, who are we in Christ? What Christ has done in us, we are becoming more and more daily. Moses had been prepared for his calling. God was now calling it into fruition. Just as God dealt with Moses, he will deal with us to bring out our true nature. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.